Please welcome Honey French.
Looking for love. I was going to tell a current story of my present circumstances, but I think instead there's a lot of new faces, so I might have told portions of this, but I'm going to tell instead how I was married for 15 years to my first love, and then I was single, and I had been in and out of love, really in and out of lust, and I didn't really know what love was. So I had given my life to the Lord, but it was really scary to be single and give your life to the Lord and not know what he had in store for you. And I've always been, you know, choosing the men that I liked, and it was really scary to think of surrendering and not knowing who he was going to choose for me. But then by that time, I realized his love for me, and I surrendered to his love, and I trusted in his love, but it was still scary. So I said, God, I've been in and out of love, and I don't know what love is, but you know everybody in the world, and you know the exact right person for me. Could you bring him into my life in such an unusual way that I know it's you? And there's a scripture that says, God is at work within you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So he had put that desire in me and had me pray it because he had it all planned ahead of me. So without my knowing it, there was an officer at the prison named Steve, and we hadn't met, but he knew me and he knew I was a Christian, and he started thinking, Honey Moy, Richard French, Honey Moy, Richard French, and these two names were linked in his head, but he didn't do anything because he thought, I haven't seen this Richard for 3 years, I hardly know him, and he lives in Arizona, and how can I tell him about this woman I don't know? So he didn't do anything, and 2 months went by, but these two names were still linked in his head. So then God changed my job assignment at the prison where I worked with him for an hour every day. So right away we were talking away, and he says, are you ever going to get married again? I said, yes. I said, I prayed, and then I said, what if I'm supposed to be single my whole life? And I said, that terrified me. I said, you know, I love sex too much to be single. But I said, God, you know what's best for me, and if I'm too willful or difficult, then I'll be single my whole life. And I cried. Then I felt peace, and I knew I was going to be married again. Then the thought came, what if I'm supposed to go back to my former husband when I'm the one who wanted the divorce? And I cried, and I said, God, I don't want to. Then I thought, well, your love, if you want me to go back to him, you'll change him, and you'll change me, and we'll be right and good for each other. So I said, okay, I'll go back to him if that's your will. And I went back to Sacramento. I tried to tell him about this change in my life. He wasn't interested, so I was free again. So then, I knew I was going to be married, but I didn't know how it was going to come about. So I told Steve this, and he said, do you want to hear my love story? I said, oh, yes. So he and another friend were going to go to Las Vegas. And on the way to Las Vegas, they stayed at the friend's mother's house to save money. There he met Diane and fell instantly in love. And instead of going on with his friend to Las Vegas, he spent the whole week courting Diane. Ruined his friend's vacation because it was Steve's car. So Steve courted her the whole week, left his friend in Tiki-Taki Tacna, population 200, with nothing to do. So at the end of the week, he proposed, and Diane said yes. Then he went back to Santa Maria, and both their pastors tried to discourage them from getting married because they're both divorced. So then she said she was going to see the pastor in the next town. He says, wait till I get there. So he arranged some swaps, and he hurried to her, and together they were going to the pastor. But what they didn't know God gave that pastor a vision of the two of them. And God said, this is Diane. I allowed her to divorce because her husband was a drunkard and didn't support the kids. This is Steve. I allowed him to get divorced because his wife was into witchcraft and drugs. And God said, I want you to marry them. And Richard said, well, this goes against my denomination, but you're my boss, not any denomination. So in Arizona, Yuma, it's really hot, 120 in the shade, and he usually just wears short sleeve shirts and slacks during the week. And on Wednesday, God said, put on your suit today. They're coming without an appointment, and they're expecting you to look like a preacher. So he put on his suit, and then without hearing a noise, the Lord said, they're here, open the door. He opened the door, and there they were. And he said, hi, you're Arthur Dye, I've been expecting you. Steve's mouth dropped open, and she said, he's Steve. How do you do, Arthur? I'm glad to meet you. And Steve's mouth fell open. And Richard kept saying, Steve this, Steve that. And she was exasperated, like, what's wrong with him? His name is Steve. And then Steve said, Diane, my name is Arthur Stephen Dye, and I hate the name Arthur, and I don't know why, how he knows it, because I never use it. So he had prayed for a sign from God, and this was the sign. And Richard explained the dream. So Steve says, maybe you're supposed to meet this man. And spiritual me says, well, does he have all his hair? Is he slim? And he said, well, 3 years ago he was slim. And I said, well, Christians aren't supposed to divorce. And if he's in his 40s, I don't want any rejects. And I said, and I don't think I want to marry a minister. But I said, but I could write to him. And the very first letter he wrote said he's coming to meet me in 1 month. And I got so scared, I started exercising. I was 38, and I wanted to be the same weight I was when I married when I was 21. No, 20, I married at 20. And I was 6 pounds overweight. And then that whole month, I could hardly concentrate on anything except this man coming. And we didn't exchange pictures or anything. And it was an era where we were long dresses or mini skirts or pants suits. And I was trying to decide what to wear. Should I put my hair up? Should I put my hair down? You know, first impressions are important. And what's this man look like? And he might be my husband. And then, I don't know, you men, if you knew women did this, but I put my first name down and his last name to see what it would sound like if we were going to be married, and I didn't even know what he looked like. I said, honey, French, that doesn't sound very spiritual, Lord. Sounds like a stripper. Sounds like it should be honey, boom, boom, French, blinking on a marquee. But God knew, that sounds like an Arthur, doesn't it? And I wrote my first book, Officer Honey. So here this stranger was coming, and I could hardly concentrate on anything. And the night before we were to meet, he called on the phone. And he had this funny voice and this horrible laugh, but he sounded really interesting. And so he came, and he never left. And we were married for 18 years until he passed away from cancer. So now I'm looking for love again, and I know I'm going to be married, but I ask God, I don't want one of those God-arranged romances. It's too scary. I'd rather meet him, be attracted, like all the other times.